Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're looking at the cattle inventory numbers of last Friday in just a moment. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Video Livestock Auction with the next sale coming up on Thursday, February 6th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction will start at 8 a.m. Central Time with 24,000 head on offer, 6,900 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, and 13,400 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, you can call Superior Livestock 800-422-2117. Oh, by the way, our next sale after the February 6th sale will be happening February 20th, originating live from the Embassy Suites in Norman, Oklahoma. Cattle producers are welcome to come and get a behind-the-scenes view of how the Superior Livestock Auction operates. Remember, February 6th, 8 a.m., our next Superior Video Livestock Auction. Details at SuperiorLivestock.com. We're talking today with Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, of course, based out of Oklahoma State University. USDA releasing their twice-a-year cattle inventory report. And Dr. Peel, what are they telling you? What do you see in the numbers thus far?
Well, I think the overall message here is that cattle inventories are down slightly pretty much across the board. So that would suggest that for this cyclical expansion, numbers did peak in 2019, and we have moved slightly lower. But not very dramatically lower.
As far as breaking down some of the key numbers in your mind, what are they?
Well, we've been looking at the beef cow herd, and that number did come in a little bit lower than expectations. And, of course, there were revisions to last year's numbers, too, so you have to kind of factor that in. But the bottom line is the beef cow herd was down 1.2%. Beef replacement heifers was down 1.9%, and that's pretty much as expected, with the idea that we are not trying to expand the herd anymore. But again, overall cattle numbers came in at 94.4 million head, down 0.4%, and that's pretty close to general expectation.
I know that there had been a lot of anticipation that we probably would see that beef cow herd number come down just a little bit. But it still shows that we've got a pretty ample supply of cattle, at least for the first part of 2020, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. If you think about the feeder supply, we're coming into, in fact, the calculated feeder supply is actually a little bit bigger in this report compared to a year ago. So when you figure in the inventories of other heifers, which was up about 0.9%, and the calves under 500 pounds were up about 1.4%, steers over 500 pounds were down about 0.5%. But the net effect is that we have a large, we still have a full pipeline of feeder cattle coming through. We know that feedlots are currently full, and this suggests that we've got a few more months here to work through these feeder supplies before we'll start to see them back down a little bit.
In your mind, with the idea that we've dropped, about 300,000 beef cows or so compared to January 1 of a year ago, does that kind of indicate to you that we've got the potential of maybe having some better prices ahead, some better opportunities for profit, profitability?
It does. I mean, even though, on a case-by-case basis, these numbers vary a little bit from our expectation, but the overall pattern is very similar to expectations. Again, with these numbers down slightly, it suggests that we're going to relieve the supply pressure, and that means that we're holding it steady, really. We've been growing pretty aggressively for the last 4 or 5 years. This means that we kind of are in station-keeping mode, slightly lower on numbers, and all of that suggests that we've got generally improving cattle market fundamentals from a supply standpoint. Demand looks pretty good right now, so I think we have every reason to expect modestly higher cattle prices in general in 2020.
Finally, those beef, the replacement heifers, the beef replacement heifers, anything that you really read into those numbers at all?
I think these numbers would indicate not significant liquidation going forward. We use that beef replacement heifer number as a kind of a producer intentions number. So, again, it suggests that we've stopped expanding, but we're not really into a, full-fledged cyclical liquidation, more of a plateau, kind of moving sideways. And, again, they did revise the numbers down, so they actually said we didn't have as many heifers to begin with last year as we thought we did. Which changes that a little bit. So the bottom line, again, is that we're on a a plateau here of relatively stable numbers, declining slightly and slowly over time.
A look at last Friday's cattle inventory report from USDA, livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma Genetics invites you to focus on quality at their 2020 annual conference, Wednesday, February 12th, at the Edmond Convention Center in North Edmond. Program gives you a chance to hear one of the major buyers of U.S. wheat domestically, Hayden Wands with Grupo Bimbo, as well as wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and members of his wheat improvement team at OSU. To register for the conference that includes lunch, call 405-744-4347 and leave your name. There's no fee, but you must be registered. Check out more about OGI at their website, okgenetics.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.